Security misconfiguration jumped from the number 5 spot in 2021 to number 2 in 2025. That's a significant move, and it tells you something important about where modern breaches are actually coming from. When the OWASP Foundation analyzed applications for the 2025 list, they found over 719,000 occurrences of misconfiguration-related weaknesses across the dataset. 100% of tested applications had some form of misconfiguration. This isn't an exotic, novel risk class. It's the everyday gap between, we built something secure, and we deployed it with the settings that ship by default. So what does security misconfiguration actually look like? A few common patterns. Default credentials left in place. An application server ships with a well-known admin account, and the team forgets to change the password. An attacker types the default credentials and is inside. Unnecessary features enabled. Sample applications still running in production. Directory listing turned on, letting an attacker browse your file tree and download compiled code. Testing frameworks left installed on production servers. Every one of these is an entry point that didn't need to exist. Overly informative error messages. When something goes wrong, the application returns a full stack trace to the user, revealing the framework version, the database type, the file paths, and sometimes even the query that failed. An attacker uses that information to find known vulnerabilities in exactly the versions you're running. Open cloud storage. This one's been in headlines repeatedly. A cloud storage bucket gets created with default sharing permissions that allow public access. Someone uploads customer data, API keys, or internal documents, not realizing anyone on the internet can read them. And missing security headers. Content security policy, X-frame options, strict transport security, X-content type options. These aren't magic, but they close off real attack vectors. Missing them means your site is more exposed than it needs to be. Now, the most important thing to understand about 2025's ranking. Modern misconfiguration doesn't just live in web server settings. It lives in Terraform files, Kubernetes manifests, GitHub Actions workflows, container-based images, and cloud IAM policies. Your infrastructure as code repositories are now production surfaces, and misconfigurations in them have the same blast radius as misconfigurations in the application itself. If you've been thinking, infrastructure is the ops team's problem, the 2025 ranking is telling you to stop. C/CD pipelines deserve a specific callout. A GitHub Actions workflow with overly broad secret access, or a deployment pipeline that trusts artifacts without verifying where they came from, is just as dangerous as a misconfigured database. Pipelines are production. So how do you defend against this category? The patterns are mostly about discipline, not exotic tools. First, make hardening repeatable. Development, QA, and production should be configured identically, with different credentials in each environment. Manual setup is where drift creeps in. Automate the process. Second, minimize your platform. Remove features you don't use. Don't install documentation or samples. Close ports you don't need. Every component you don't have is a component that can't be misconfigured against you. Third, scan infrastructure as code in Sci. Tools like Chekhov, Tfecent, and TriviRegger Terraform, Kubernetes Manifest, and Container Images, flagging configurations that don't match current security baselines. Run them on every pull request. This is the single highest leverage change most teams can make. Fourth, manage credentials properly. Short-lived, role-based credentials from Identity Federation. Never embed static keys or secrets in code, config files, or pipelines. If your deploy process includes any step that says, copy the access key, that's a bug. And finally, verify annually if you can't verify automatically. Cloud permissions drift over time as people grant themselves temporary access and forget to revoke it. A yearly audit of who has access to what catches the accumulation before it becomes a breach. Security misconfiguration is the number 2 risk for a reason. It's also one of the few categories where the fix is genuinely boring and genuinely effective. Automate your hardening, scan your infrastructure, and stop trusting defaults.